In the summer of 2016, Mark Combs was cast in a professional production of Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet in Morgantown, West Virginia. He was fresh out of college with a degree in fine arts. This was his first professional gig as an actor. This would be his last performance in his home state of West Virginia. And when we met up on closing night, he probably should have been nervous, or maybe on top of the world, but Mark had just received terrible news.
You know, I lost one of my best friends last night to suicide, and he was in the United States Army. He was in the infantry like I was.
The loss of his friend, Tyler Burrows, is especially tragic because, you see, Mark, who is no stranger to suicidal thoughts, just dedicated the last year of his life to raising awareness about the ongoing epidemic of vet suicide in the United States. He even hosted and co-produced the West Virginia Public Broadcasting television special called Still Taking Casualties.
I want to put a face on these statistics. I personally have known over a dozen veterans who have killed themselves. I'm tired of picking up the phone and hearing about another buddy.
I mean, it's the first friend I've lost in a while, probably about 10 months to it. And it's tough. It never gets any easier.
Mark Combs grew up bouncing around geographically between southern West Virginia, North, and South Carolina. He lost his parents early. To follow in his grandfather's footsteps, he joined the service. But 15 months in Iraq left him with several traumatic brain injuries. These came because of exposure to blasts from improvised explosive devices, or IEDs. In 2009, he was discharged because of his injuries and diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. Part of that disorder means he copes with recurring nightmares about being back in the war.
In the beginning, it was nothing but firefights and rocket attacks and mortar attacks and seeing IEDs blow up my friends and IEDs hitting me. But they progressed. In my mind, I was really thinking about certain things, you know, the aspects of really taking another human being's life. And it really started to bother me because that was one thing that I was known for. That was like everybody knew who I was in the battalion because I did that. And I did it more than anybody else. My dreams became just having to watch those people die over and over and over again. And that's pretty much what it is even to this day.
During his college career, Mark discovered a powerful new coping mechanism that changed the course of his life and was the driving force in his struggle to stay.
Honestly, theater saved my life. I hadn't been passionate about anything since being out of the Army, and I was still just kind of wandering around and just, you know, dragging my feet. But I finally found something that I love to do, and I mean, it was very therapeutic, and to get to do the things that you do on stage, and it's this beautiful art form. And it did. It pulled me out from underneath a rock. That's good.
After the final performance of Romeo and Juliet, while his castmates celebrated in the lobby, Mark and I sat down in the now empty theater.
It may have actually been the most difficult performance I've ever done. You know, there's a couple times I stepped into the wings and just kind of cried because I almost didn't want to be out there. But, you know, there's that saying, the show must go on. And, you know, I know if it had been somebody else and my buddy Tyler was here,
he would have been there consoling me, but he also would have told me, you know, go do what you gotta do. And, I mean, that's basically all I could hear in my head all night. I got a funeral to go to this week, and then try to continue to work, save up a little bit more money before leaving for California at the end of August.
After a few years of weighing his options, Mark decided West Virginia didn't have a healthy enough economy that would allow him to survive and thrive pursuing a career in the arts.
I couldn't imagine doing anything else. I will never, I mean, if I have to like work a job, you know, at a bar or anything like that to help support, you know, get me from one job in the theater to the next acting job, yeah, I'll do that, but I can't imagine pursuing any other career ever.
Many of his theater friends moved either to New York, Chicago, or Los Angeles to chase their theatrical dreams. Mark wanted to escape cold winters, so he decided it was California or bust.
West Virginia is a really depressing place when you really get to think about it, especially, you know, if you're a young person who is looking to start a career.
Mark partially blames political leaders for not creating more economic opportunities for young people.
And the more you see in the news, it's like they're trying to make it worse. State government passes these bills that it's like they don't care about us. They care about coal and oil and gas, which are just robbing us blind and, you know, destroying the environment. And it just seems to me like they don't care about the younger generations or the generations to come. I mean, I'd love to be able to stay here. I do love this state, and, you know, the people were great, but it's just dying. And, you know, if you want to succeed, you got to leave.
A few nights before leaving, his apartment is stripped. He's all packed.
It is a little scary. There is a definite feeling of fear that I'm leaving my home and the things that I've grown used to. But there's really nothing for me to do here. So I kind of really have to leave here. It's like I don't know what will happen in California, but I know what will happen if I stay here. And one is definitely more terrifying than the other. Three days from now, I'll be halfway across the country.
So, Mark set out with a car full of California dreams and expectations that were, well, destined to be smashed to pieces. And quickly. Does he make it to California? That's next time.